Hello everyone, just wanted to remind you to stay safe on WhatsApp. Unfortunately, there are people who might try to deceive you into sharing sensitive information. Remember, no one from StreamGlobe will ever ask you for codes or numbers for any reason. If someone does, they're impersonators trying to scam you. Please report such numbers to WhatsApp and your group admins immediately. Also, if you get any unsolicited messages from someone in your StreamGlobe WhatsApp group, don't worry. Just report the person to WhatsApp using the report option. They won't be able to contact you again, and WhatsApp will take action to prevent this from happening to others. Let's stay safe on WhatsApp and remember to share StreamGlobe devotionals with your contacts.
Today's StreamGlobe devotional is titled, Claim Your Inheritance. Today's meditation was written by Dr. Emmanuel James. We shall be taking our Bible reading from Deuteronomy chapter 2 verse 24. Rise ye up, take your journey, and pass over the river Arnon. Behold, I have given unto thine hand Sihon the Amorite, king of Heshbon, and his land. Begin to possess it and contend with him in battle. I have just read from the King James Version Bible. John was just a kid when he had started having dreams of greatness. At first, he shrugged them off, but they kept coming. Eventually, he embraced the idea that he was destined for wealth and success. And for a while, things looked bright. He excelled in school, topping his department. But then, life took a sharp turn downhill. In today's Bible passage, God promised land to Israel, but they had to fight for it. Similarly, John had a glimpse of God's plan for his life, but he didn't realize it will be a battle to get there. Don't expect God's promises to come easy. If you want to see them fulfilled, get ready to fight through faith and prayer. One of the functions of prayer is to enforce the will of God. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Ask God to equip you for the battle ahead, so you can overcome every obstacle in your path. See Psalm 18, verse 34. Our yearly Bible reading plan for today shall be taken from Jeremiah chapter 1 to chapter 6. Now, this Bible reading plan is continuous. So if you begin with us today, for example, by this time next year, you would have gone through the entire Bible from Genesis to Revelation. If you are listening to this and you are not yet born again, listen. That great plan that God has for you cannot be fulfilled if you have not given your life to Christ. In fact, you cannot fight any battle and win the battles of life without the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. And this grace comes when you accept Jesus as Lord and Savior. So if you want to accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior today, take out some time and pray. Repent of your sins. Accept Jesus as your Lord and confess Him as the owner of your life. Lord means owner and controller. And the reason why you must repent of your sins when Jesus becomes your Lord is because those sins are things that you have been doing that He does not approve. So when Jesus becomes the Lord of your life actively, it is necessary and expedient that you repent of all the things that you have been doing hitherto that you know that He does not approve of. The audio for today's yearly Bible reading plan comes up next, Jeremiah chapter 1. To Jeremiah chapter 6.
The Book of Jeremiah. The words of Jeremiah, son of Hilkiah, one of the priests at Anathoth in the territory of Benjamin. The word of the Lord came to him in the 13th year of the reign of Josiah, son of Ammon, king of Judah, and through the reign of Jehoiakim, son of Josiah, king of Judah, down to the fifth month of the 11th year of Zedekiah, son of Josiah, king of Judah, when the people of Jerusalem went into exile.
The word of the Lord came to me, saying,
Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I set you apart. I appointed you as a prophet to the nations.
Sovereign Lord, I said, I do not know how to speak. I am too young. But the Lord said to me,
Do not say, I am too young. You must go to everyone I send you to and say whatever I command you. Do not be afraid of them, for I am with you and will rescue you,
declares the Lord. Then the Lord reached out his hand and touched my mouth and said to me,
I have put my words in your mouth. See, today I appoint you over nations and kingdoms to uproot and tear down, to destroy and overthrow, to build and to plant.
The word of the Lord came to me.
What do you see, Jeremiah?
I see the branch of an almond tree, I replied. The Lord said to me,
You have seen correctly, for I am watching to see that my word is fulfilled.
The word of the Lord came to me again.
What do you see?
I see a pot that is boiling, I answered. It is tilting toward us from the north. The Lord said to me,
From the north, disaster will be poured out on all who live in the land. I am about to summon all the peoples of the northern kingdoms,
declares the Lord.
Their kings will come and set up their thrones in the entrance of the gates of Jerusalem. They will come against all her surrounding walls and against all the towns of Judah. I will pronounce my judgments on my people because of their wickedness in forsaking me, in burning incense to other gods and in worshipping what their hands have made. Get yourself ready. Stand up and say to them whatever I command you. Do not be terrified by them, or I will terrify you before them. Today, I have made you a fortified city, an iron pillar and a bronze wall, to stand against the whole land, against the kings of Judah, its officials, its priests, and the people of the land. They will fight against you, but will not overcome you, for I am with you and will rescue you,
declares the Lord. The word of the Lord came to me.
Go and proclaim in the hearing of Jerusalem. This is what the Lord says. I remember the devotion of your youth. How as a bride, you loved me and followed me through the wilderness, through a land not sown. Israel was holy to the Lord, the first fruits of his harvest. All who devoured her were held guilty, and disaster overtook them,
declares the Lord. Hear the word of the Lord, house of Jacob, all you clans of the house of Israel. This is what the Lord says.
What fault did your ancestors find in me that they strayed so far from me? They followed worthless idols and became worthless themselves. They did not ask,
Where is the Lord who brought us up out of Egypt and led us through the barren wilderness, through a land of deserts and ravines, a land of drought and utter darkness, a land where no one travels and no one lives?
I brought you into a fertile land to eat its fruit and rich produce. But you came and defiled my land and made my inheritance detestable. The priest did not ask,
Where is the Lord?
Those who deal with the Lord did not know me. The leaders rebelled against me. The prophets prophesied by Baal, following worthless idols. Therefore, I bring charges against you again,
declares the Lord.
And I will bring charges against your children's children. Cross over to the coasts of Cyprus and look. Send to Kedar and observe closely. See if there has ever been anything like this. Has a nation ever changed its gods? Yet they are not gods at all. But my people have exchanged their glorious God for worthless idols. Be appalled at this, you heavens, and shudder with great horror,
declares the Lord.
My people have committed two sins. They have forsaken me, the spring of living water, and have dug their own cisterns, broken cisterns that cannot hold water. Is Israel a servant, a slave by birth? Why then has he become plunder? Lions have roared. They have growled at him. They have laid waste his land. His towns are burned and deserted. Also the men of Memphis and Tapanhes have cracked your skull. Have you not brought this on yourselves by forsaking the Lord your God when he led you in the way? Now why go to Egypt to drink water from the Nile? And why go to Assyria to drink water from the Euphrates? Your wickedness will punish you. Your backsliding will rebuke you. Consider then and realize how evil and bitter it is for you when you forsake the Lord your God and have no awe of me,
declares the Lord Almighty.
Long ago you broke off your yoke and tore off your bonds. You said,
I will not serve you.
Indeed, on every high hill and under every spreading tree, you lay down as a prostitute. I had planted you like a choice vine of sound and reliable stock. How then did you turn against me into a corrupt, wild vine? Although you wash yourself with soap and use an abundance of cleansing powder, the stain of your guilt is still before me,
declares the Sovereign Lord.
How can you say,
I am not defiled? I have not run after the Baals?
See how you behaved in the valley. Consider what you have done. You are a swift she-camel, running here and there, a wild donkey, accustomed to the desert, sniffing the wind in her craving. In her heat, who can restrain her? Any males that pursue her need not tire themselves. At mating time, they will find her. Do not run until your feet are bare and your throat is dry. But you said,
it's no use. I love foreign gods, and I must go after them.
As a thief is disgraced when he is caught, so the house of Israel is disgraced. They, their kings and their officials, their priests and their prophets, they say to wood, you are my father, and to stone,
you gave me birth.
They have turned their backs to me and not their faces. Yet when they are in trouble, they say,
come and save us.
Where then are the gods you made for yourselves? Let them come if they can save you when you are in trouble. For you, Judah, have as many gods as you have towns. Why do you bring charges against me? You have all rebelled against me,
declares the Lord.
In vain I punished your people. They did not respond to correction. Your sword has devoured your prophets like a ravenous lion. You of this generation, consider the word of the Lord. Have I been a desert to Israel or a land of great darkness? Why do my people say,
we are free to roam? We will come to you no more?
Does a young woman forget her jewelry, a bride, her wedding ornaments? Yet my people have forgotten me days without number. How skilled you are at pursuing love. Even the worst of women can learn from your ways. On your clothes is found the lifeblood of the innocent poor, though you did not catch them breaking in. Yet in spite of all this, you say,
I'm innocent. He is not angry with me.
But I will pass judgment on you because you say,
I have not sinned.
Why do you go about so much changing your ways? You will be disappointed by Egypt as you were by Assyria. You will also leave that place with your hands on your head, for the Lord has rejected those you trust. You will not be helped by them. If a man divorces his wife, and she leaves him and marries another man, should he return to her again? Would not the land be completely defiled? But you have lived as a prostitute with many lovers. Would you now return to me?
Declares the Lord.
Look up to the barren heights and see, is there any place where you have not been ravished? By the roadside, you sat waiting for lovers, sat like a nomad in the desert. You have defiled the land with your prostitution and wickedness. Therefore, the showers have been withheld and no spring rains have fallen. Yet you have the brazen look of a prostitute. You refuse to blush with shame. Have you not just called to me?
My father, my friend from my youth. Will you always be angry? Will your wrath continue forever?
This is how you talk, but you do all the evil you can.
During the reign of King Josiah, the Lord said to me,
have you seen what faithless Israel has done? She has gone up on every high hill and under every spreading tree and has committed adultery there. I thought that after she had done all this, she would return to me, but she did not, and her unfaithful sister Judah saw it. I gave faithless Israel her certificate of divorce and sent her away because of all her adulteries. Yet I saw that her unfaithful sister Judah had no fear. She also went out and committed adultery. Because Israel's immorality mattered so little to her, she defiled the land and committed adultery with stone and wood. In spite of all this, her unfaithful sister Judah did not return to me with all her heart, but only in pretense.
Declares the Lord. The Lord said to me,
faithless Israel is more righteous than unfaithful Judah. Go, proclaim this message toward the north. Return, faithless Israel, declares the Lord. I will frown on you no longer, for I am faithful, declares the Lord. I will not be angry forever. Only acknowledge your guilt. You have rebelled against the Lord your God. You have scattered your favors to foreign gods under every spreading tree and have not obeyed me,
declares the Lord.
Return, faithless people,
declares the Lord.
For I am your husband. I will choose you, one from a town and two from a clan, and bring you to Zion. Then I will give you shepherds after my own heart, who will lead you with knowledge and understanding. In those days, when your numbers have increased greatly in the land,
declares the Lord,
people will no longer say,
the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord.
It will never enter their minds or be remembered. It will not be missed, nor will another one be made. At that time, they will call Jerusalem the throne of the Lord, and all nations will gather in Jerusalem to honor the name of the Lord. No longer will they follow the stubbornness of their evil hearts. In those days, the house of Judah will join the house of Israel, and together they will come from a northern land to the land I gave your ancestors as an inheritance. I myself said, how gladly would I treat you like my children and give you a pleasant land, the most beautiful inheritance of any nation. I thought you would call me
father
and not turn away from following me, but like a woman unfaithful to her husband, so you, house of Israel, have been unfaithful to me,
declares the Lord. A cry is heard on the barren heights, the weeping and pleading of the people of Israel, because they have perverted their ways and have forgotten the Lord their God.
Return, faithless people. I will cure you of backsliding.
Yes, we will come to you, for you are the Lord our God. Surely the idolatrous commotion on the hills and mountains is a deception. Surely in the Lord our God is the salvation of Israel.
From our youth, shameful gods have consumed the fruits of our ancestors' labor, their flocks and herds, their sons and daughters.
Let us lie down in our shame and let our disgrace cover us. We have sinned against the Lord our God, both we and our ancestors. From our youth till this day, we have not obeyed the Lord our God.
If you, Israel, will return, then return to me,
declares the Lord.
If you put your detestable idols out of my sight and no longer go astray, and if in a truthful, just, and righteous way you swear,
as surely as the Lord lives,
then the nations will invoke blessings by him, and in him they will boast.
This is what the Lord says to the people of Judah and to Jerusalem.
Break up your unplowed ground, and do not sow among thorns. Circumcise yourselves to the Lord. Circumcise your hearts, you people of Judah and inhabitants of Jerusalem, or my wrath will flare up and burn like fire because of the evil you have done. Burn with no one to quench it. Announce in Judah and proclaim in Jerusalem and say,
sound the trumpet throughout the land.
Cry aloud and say,
gather together. Let us flee to the fortified cities.
Raise the signal to go to Zion. Flee for safety without delay, for I am bringing disaster from the north, even terrible destruction.
A lion has come out of his lair. A destroyer of nations has set out. He has left his place to lay waste your land. Your towns will lie in ruins without inhabitant. So put on sackcloth, lament and wail, for the fierce anger of the Lord has not turned away from us.
In that day,
declares the Lord,
the king and the officials will lose heart. The priests will be horrified, and the prophets will be appalled.
Then I said, ah, sovereign Lord, how completely you have deceived this people and Jerusalem by saying, you will have peace when the sword is at our throats. At that time, this people and Jerusalem will be told,
a scorching wind from the barren heights in the desert blows toward my people, but not to winnow or cleanse. A wind too strong for that comes from me. Now I pronounce my judgments against them.
Look, he advances like the clouds. His chariots come like a whirlwind. His horses are swifter than eagles. Woe to us! We are ruined. Jerusalem, wash the evil from your heart and be saved. How long will you harbor wicked thoughts? A voice is announcing from Dan, proclaiming disaster from the hills of Ephraim.
Tell this to the nations. Proclaim concerning Jerusalem. A besieging army is coming from a distant land, raising a war cry against the cities of Judah. They surround her like people guarding a field, because she has rebelled against me,
declares the Lord.
Your own conduct and actions have brought this on you. This is your punishment. How bitter it is, how it pierces to the heart.
Oh, my anguish, my anguish. I writhe in pain. Oh, the agony of my heart. My heart pounds within me. I cannot keep silent. For I have heard the sound of the trumpet. I have heard the battle cry. Disaster follows disaster. The whole land lies in ruins. In an instant, my tents are destroyed. My shelter in a moment. How long must I see the battle standard and hear the sound of the trumpet?
My people are fools. They do not know me. They are senseless children. They have no understanding. They are skilled in doing evil. They know not how to do good.
I looked at the earth, and it was formless and empty, and at the heavens, and their light was gone. I looked at the mountains, and they were quaking. All the hills were swaying. I looked, and there were no people. Every bird in the sky had flown away. I looked, and the fruitful land was a desert. All its towns lay in ruins before the Lord, before his fierce anger. This is what the Lord says.
The whole land will be ruined, though I will not destroy it completely. Therefore the earth will mourn, and the heavens above grow dark, because I have spoken, and will not relent. I have decided and will not turn back.
At the sound of horsemen and archers, every town takes to flight. Some go into the thickets, some climb up among the rocks. All the towns are deserted. No one lives in them. What are you doing, you devastated one? Why dress yourself in scarlet and put on jewels of gold? Why color your eyes with paint? You adorn yourself in vain. Your lovers despise you. They seek your life. I hear a cry as of a woman in labor, a groan as of one bearing her first child, the cry of daughter Zion gasping for breath, stretching out her hands and saying,
"Alas, I am fainting. My life is given over to murderers."
Go up and down the streets of Jerusalem. Look around and consider. Search through her squares. If you can find but one person who deals honestly and seeks the truth, I will forgive this city. Although they say,
"As surely as the Lord lives,"
still they are swearing falsely.
Lord, do not your eyes look for truth? You struck them, but they felt no pain. You crushed them, but they refused correction. They made their faces harder than stone and refused to repent. I thought, these are only the poor. They are foolish, for they do not know the way of the Lord, the requirements of their God. So I will go to the leaders and speak to them. Surely they know the way of the Lord, the requirements of their God. But with one accord, they too had broken off the yoke and torn off the bonds. Therefore a lion from the forest will attack them. A wolf from the desert will ravage them. A leopard will lie in wait near their towns to tear to pieces any who venture out. For their rebellion is great, and their backslidings many.
Why should I forgive you? Your children have forsaken me and sworn by gods that are not gods. I supplied all their needs, yet they committed adultery and thronged to the houses of prostitutes. They are well fed, lusty stallions, each neighing for another man's wife. Should I not punish them for this?
Declares the Lord.
Should I not avenge myself on such a nation as this? Go through her vineyards and ravage them, but do not destroy them completely. Strip off her branches, for these people do not belong to the Lord. The house of Israel and the house of Judah have been utterly unfaithful to me.
Declares the Lord. They have lied about the Lord. They said,
"He will do nothing. No harm will come to us. We will never see sword or famine. The prophets are but wind, and the word is not in them. So let what they say be done to them."
Therefore, this is what the Lord God Almighty says.
Because the people have spoken these words, I will make my words in your mouth a fire, and these people the wood it consumes. House of Israel,
declares the Lord,
I am bringing a distant nation against you. An ancient and enduring nation. A people whose language you do not know, whose speech you do not understand. Their quivers are like an open grave. All of them are mighty warriors. They will devour your harvests and food, devour your sons and daughters. They will devour your flocks and herds, devour your vines and fig trees. With the sword, they will destroy the fortified cities in which you trust. Yet even in those days,
declares the Lord,
I will not destroy you completely. And when the people ask,
"Why has the Lord our God done all this to us?"
you will tell them,
"As you have forsaken me and served foreign gods in your own land, so now you will serve foreigners in a land not your own."
Announce this to the house of Jacob and proclaim it in Judah. Hear this, you foolish and senseless people, who have eyes but do not see, who have ears but do not hear. Should you not fear me?
Declares the Lord.
Should you not tremble in my presence? I make the sand a boundary for the sea, an everlasting barrier it cannot cross. The waves may roll, but they cannot prevail. They may roar, but they cannot cross it. But these people have stubborn and rebellious hearts. They have turned aside and gone away. They do not say to themselves,
let us fear the Lord our God, who gives autumn and spring rains in season, who assures us of the regular weeks of harvest.
Your wrongdoings have kept these away. Your sins have deprived you of good. Among my people are the wicked who lie in wait, like those who snare birds, and like those who set traps to catch people. Like cages full of birds, their houses are full of deceit. They have become rich and powerful, and have grown fat and sleek. Their evil deeds have no limit. They do not seek justice. They do not promote the case of the fatherless. They do not defend the just cause of the poor. Should I not punish them for this?
Declares the Lord.
Should I not avenge myself on such a nation as this? A horrible and shocking thing has happened in the land. The prophets prophesy lies. The priests rule by their own authority, and my people love it this way. But what will you do in the end? Flee for safety. People of Benjamin, flee from Jerusalem. Sound the trumpet in Tekoa. Raise the signal over Beth Hakkerem. For disaster looms out of the north, even terrible destruction. I will destroy daughter Zion. So beautiful and delicate, shepherds with their flocks will come against her. They will pitch their tents around her, each of them tending their own portion.
Prepare for battle against her. Arise, let us attack at noon. But alas, the daylight is fading and the shadows of evening grow long. So arise, let us attack at night and destroy her fortresses.
This is what the Lord Almighty says.
Cut down the trees and build siege ramps against Jerusalem. This city must be punished. It is filled with oppression. As a well pours out its water, so she pours out her wickedness. Violence and destruction resound in her. Her sickness and wounds are ever before me. Take warning, Jerusalem, or I will turn away from you and make your land desolate, so no one can live in it.
This is what the Lord Almighty says.
Let them glean the remnant of Israel as thoroughly as a vine. Pass your hand over the branches again, like one gathering grapes.
To whom can I speak and give warning? Who will listen to me? Their ears are closed so they cannot hear. The word of the Lord is offensive to them. They find no pleasure in it. But I am full of the wrath of the Lord, and I cannot hold it in.
Pour it out on the children in the street, and on the youths gathered together. Both husband and wife will be caught in it, and the old, those weighed down with years. Their houses will be turned over to others, together with their fields and their wives, when I stretch out my hand against those who live in the land.
Declares the Lord.
From the least to the greatest, all are greedy for gain. Prophets and priests alike, all practice deceit. They dress the wound of my people as though it were not serious.
Peace! Peace!
They'd say, when there is no peace. Are they ashamed of their detestable conduct? No, they have no shame at all. They do not even know how to blush. So they will fall among the fallen. They will be brought down when I punish them.
Says the Lord. This is what the Lord says.
Stand at the crossroads and look. Ask for the ancient paths. Ask where the good way is, and walk in it, and you will find rest for your souls. But you said,
we will not walk in it.
I appointed watchmen over you, and said, listen to the sound of the trumpet. But you said,
we will not listen.
Therefore, hear, you nations. You who are witnesses, observe what will happen to them. Hear you, earth. I am bringing disaster on this people, the fruit of their schemes, because they have not listened to my words and have rejected my law. What do I care about incense from Sheba or sweet calamus from a distant land? Your burnt offerings are not acceptable. Your sacrifices do not please me.
Therefore, this is what the Lord says.
I will put obstacles before this people. Parents and children alike will stumble over them. Neighbors and friends will perish.
This is what the Lord says.
Look, an army is coming from the land of the north. A great nation is being stirred up from the ends of the earth. They are armed with bow and spear. They are cruel and show no mercy. They sound like the roaring sea as they ride on their horses. They come like men in battle formation to attack you, daughter Zion.
We have heard reports about them, and our hands hang limp. Anguish has gripped us, pain like that of a woman in labor. Do not go out to the fields or walk on the roads, for the enemy has a sword, and there is terror on every side. Put on sackcloth, my people, and roll in ashes. Mourn with bitter wailing as for an only son, for suddenly the destroyer will come upon us.
I have made you a tester of metals, and my people the ore, that you may observe and test their ways. They are all hardened rebels going about to slander. They are bronze and iron. They all act corruptly. The bellows blow fiercely to burn away the lead with fire, but the refining goes on in vain. The wicked are not purged out. They are called rejected silver because the Lord has rejected them.
You have just listened to Stream Globe Devotional. Kindly share this devotional and let's touch lives together. To learn more about this ministry, get more of our free resources, or give to this work, visit our website at streamglobe.org.
We invite you to tune into our 24/7 internet radio. It is loaded with edifying sermons, music, and other programs. You can listen to Stream Globe Radio at www.streamglobe.org.